This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A federal court judge ruled yesterday that Ohio State sophomore Maurice Claret should be allowed to enter the National Football League draft. The judge said the league's rule requiring players to be 3 years out of high school before they enter the draft is in violation of antitrust laws. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob.
Potential significance of this ruling goes well beyond Maurice Claret.
Oh, absolutely. What it does, Bob, is it creates the potentially chaotic situation in the National Football League that we currently see in basketball, with high school kids now being eligible for the draft. If it's not overturned on appeal, the NFL will appeal, of course, with college kids deciding to leave after a year, after 2 years. It creates a completely different situation than we've had, where you know a college football player is going to stay in college for at least 3 years, be somewhere close to graduation, and have a chance to mature physically. Football's different from basketball because players aren't as mature in football physically as they are in basketball, but still, you're going to see a lot of kids deciding to opt for the pros earlier if this ruling stands up.
So the high schools become the farm teams for the NFL.
What they very possibly, because you're going to see scouts at high school games now, which you've never seen before. You'll see wide receivers with great speed and running backs with great speed and quarterbacks drafted on their potential, even though they may not be ready for the NFL as the NBA now does. And even if they do go to college, they'll be looking for the door right away as the basketball players now do.
I read where they couldn't appeal this before the draft takes place. Does that mean all college players right now are eligible for this coming draft?
That's exactly right. The appeal will go in, but it probably will not be heard before the draft in April, and that means the NFL has to begin planning today for a draft which would include anybody who wants to put their name in. Of course, if they put their name in, they then lose their eligibility and have to turn pro.
Wow. It's going to be some college season next year.
Well, it would be. It's a huge sea change in all of football, and it really isn't a sensible ruling for football, although it may be correct based on antitrust laws. We'll see what happens on the appeal.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose new book, Caddy for Life, The Bruce Edwards Story, will be published next month.